like Moses from the mountain, the Mueller report has come down this morning, and although analysis is still ongoing, does it tell us anything we didn't already know? Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed. The Mueller report has finally dropped Thursday morning over in the States, so a matter of hours ago. What are the first reports?
Well, there are three things we know for sure. First of all, the Russians did involve themselves in the election in a very deep way and in a legal way. Secondly, we learn that there are no active collusions between the Trump administration's people and the Russians. That doesn't mean there was not inactive participation or inadvertent participation, but they were not actively involved. The third thing we learned is there's some doubt as to whether the president was involved in obstruction of justice. I have no doubt. I think most lawyers don't have any doubt, but there's doubt because he's the president. If you were an ordinary citizen, there'd be no doubt at all. That's what we've really taken out of this. I hope the Democrats don't spend a lot of time on it.
As you say, 10 instances that Mueller has identified where Trump could have potentially obstructed justice. The wording in the report seems to make it quite clear. As you say, if he wasn't president, and Mueller has rejected arguments that he's shielded from prosecution just because he's president, but because of Justice Department guidelines, if he wasn't president, he would be facing charges.
That is true. And speaking of Justice Department guidelines, the president should not be announcing press conferences for the Justice Department. This is ridiculous, patently ridiculous. It is not the president's Department of Justice. It's the Justice Department for the American people in the United States. Mr. Barr's turned out to be the president's personal attorney.
I think it's undeniable. Whatever else comes out of this, William Barr is not acting as an attorney general for the American people. He is acting as a defense attorney for President Trump. And I don't know what's being done to stop it. What backstops are in place?
Well, next week, we will hear from the Congress, from the Judicial Committee of the House, led by a very able man, Mr. Nader. And he will be calling Mr. Mueller. The House has the final duty to determine obstruction of justice, not the Justice Department. Now, there is a bit of a spanner in the works here, since the Justice Department, and William Barr in particular, made those statements. But let's think back just before the elections when Comey came on and said Clinton was not guilty of a crime. What she did was a criminal act, but it was inadvertent. People didn't know what her state of mind was, and it was not something you could penalize or indict in the courts. So if you try to indict Trump, it brings up the Clinton episode with Comey. So I just don't think that's going to happen. Let's move on here. There is enough dirt in that report to pin on this administration without trying to do the obstruction of justice.
The standards that will be set, we're obviously going to be talking about this one, you know, many weeks ahead as well.
Absolutely.
Still. If only could end there, but of course, we're now back to talking about Trump's tax returns, and with the stonewalling from Trump's side, this is another issue that could stretch into 2020.
Well, it won't go that far. I think we're going to hear something on these tax returns in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or two. The Democrats can use this here to punish Trump. The fact that he doesn't even turn them in is punishment. And you want to wait until after the tax season in the United States, which happened to have expired last week. So a lot of people are getting either low or no refunds on their taxes. So they're going to be angry because these tax breaks were breaks for the very rich and increases for the middle class. So let's keep this tax thing on the burner. And his tax returns, who knows what they're going to say, because he's dodged everything in these returns. You can bet that. But is that different from Microsoft? Is that different from big companies in the United States? Lord only knows.
I guess that depends on the standards you set for the president as opposed to anybody else.
Yep, that's right.
Diverging into the news of the week just a little, Notre Dame Cathedral over in Paris. Paris is burning, unfortunately, or at least it was.
Well, maybe this is going to put some fires out. The burning of this real icon in Paris means that going in the streets and demonstrating against the government is just not the thing to do at this time. Gathering around, saying how we're going to save our icons is more important. And the president has done a very good job here, Macron. He has said the right things. He's doing the right things. He's not bombing Notre Dame, as President Trump suggested, with aerial water bombs, which have crushed the building and torn it apart. So I think this is a time of healing and perhaps, you know, the silver lining, Notre Dame rising. This is the right season.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange last week ousted from the Ecuadorian embassy where he's been taking cover for the last 7 years, could be extradited at long last back to the United States where he faces charges both known and unknown, Ed.
Yes. Extraditing people, even a small petty criminal, is not tomorrow. It's going to be 12 to 18 months. That means it may go past the electoral season in the United States, or be right on it. So what do you do? All the leaks from those investigations will be coming forward. What his role was, what his relationship with the Russians was. Apparently, this goes right to Putin's front door, that his people were involved in it. So the play here will be, how did Assange really get with the Russians to violate the law in the United States and elsewhere, and what effect that has. So I think this is something the press is going to love for a long time. We can do that same thing on this show. So Assange is the next new player in this drama. Trump is a drama queen or king.
And as he said many times during the 2016 campaign, he loves WikiLeaks, but we're to believe from Sarah Huckabee Sanders this week, that was all in jest. He's got a hell of a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, a lot of sense of humor about North Korea. Oh, please. And when the man's found wrong, well, I was just talking. If he thinks it's right, well, that's national policy. And he's been announcing Twitter national policy that Mr. Barr has announced with him. More regulations on who gets into the United States, straight from the president, not from the Justice Department itself, but from the head of the Justice Department. This doesn't smell good.
You mentioned North Korea there, of course. They've popped back in the news this week. Kim Jong-un is suggesting a third summit with the Americans, but has said the Americans have got to come with something different at the table. And to make his point a little bit clearer, he's gone back to touring some of these weapon sites and the like.
And he's got some new weapons, which he's testing. There's no doubt, as I said before, the play here is Korea to Korea, North to South. They keep their weapons for all Korea and get aid from the South primarily to rebuild their economy. That's a win-win. The question is, how do you corral those weapons if they're in the hands of one person? The government is really crumbling under him. And many commentators that I've heard recently say that he has a very thin handle on his own government, but he holds those weapons. And we'll see what comes of this. But I think he's going to try to make a deal with Chinese pressure with South Korea and keep the Americans out.
Now, veering back into politics, I mean, even aside from the Mueller report this week, it seems like every week American politics hits a new low. Trump's latest attacks on the Democratic rep Ilhan Omar have included tweeting out a video interspersing her with shots of 9/11 going after her for being a Muslim. Now, the base eats this one up, but I don't know if there's been a more tasteless political attack since the Barry Goldwater Daisy Girl advertisement.
Oh, well, I mean, this is totally tacky and tasteless. But Omar put herself in that space. And he's attacking any Democrat he can now. This is now his party's attacks. And he's using it. And with some effect, I would say. There are people who like this kind of shark baiting. But at some point, he has to start acting like a president or it's all over. He can't go around picking on individuals. It was Congresswoman Waters not that long ago.
Mm.
Lack of intelligence. Big lips, please. This man is a real lowlife. And people say, hey, I like what he has to say, but I don't want to be associated with him.
Mm. Now, speaking of Democrats, Bernie Sanders this week taking to Fox News, scoring some high ratings. Will some other Dems follow suit?
Oh, sure. Sure. Fox News has a constituency that everybody wants to reach, and they will. Bernie has a little trouble now that he's a multimillionaire, saying he works for the poor. But Bernie may be burned out. Think of the other young people, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Mm, yeah, Pete Buttigieg, which we was going to mention.
And Beto. The young people now have some young champions. The old folks in their Birkenstocks may still be for Bernie, but I think the young have turned away from him.
Just one point on reaching that demographic on Fox News. I mean, if socialism wasn't such a dirty word over in the United States, I would almost think he'd find some converts, as long as the Fox News viewers can stop blaming migrants for all their problems, the liberals for all their problems, start looking a little bit sideways at some of those millionaires.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's wrong with socialism. Socialism is doing an awful lot of good in many places, including the United States. People who are on Social Security, like myself, really like that kind of socialism. And Medicare is here to stay. So socialism, I think, is not the big bad wolf anymore.
Mm.
And they can't cry that this is going to hurt us.
Yeah, you mentioned Pete Buttigieg just a moment ago there. He's another Democrat that is creating a lot of waves as a gay man, especially. What else is happening in the 2020 candidate race?
Well, of course, Buttigieg. But the person who looks like at the top of the race is still Biden. The other people aren't getting any traction. And they're trying every kind of thing. Hildebrand said she was going to bring the voting age down to 16. And people just laughed, just looking for airtime. The search for airtime has been relentless. Every one of these candidates has come up with a new idea, getting rid of the way Americans vote for the presidency.
Mm.
And every other trick has been, but they're not getting any traction. The traction is still, how different are you from Trump? And what policies do you really have? And I think, fortunately, there are some people who can articulate those messages. And when the dust is settled, they'll be out there. And I expect the number one candidate will be Biden. The question is, who's number two?
And just a final point, it's Good Friday this morning here in Australia, as we speak, of course. It's a time for resurrection. One resurrection we've seen this week, Tiger Woods is doing very well for himself.
From the dead.
Mm.
From the dead. From the absolute dead. Tiger Woods has come around, and no one, who'd have thunk it? No one predicted that. And if anybody predicted that, they should get $1 billion. One man actually placed an $80,000 bet on Tiger Woods winning the Masters and collected nearly $1 million.
My goodness.
So he's a happy man. So he knew something nobody else knew. And Tiger probably didn't even know that. But this is a time of reflection and resurrection. Thank goodness Tiger was around. Let's hope that resurrects the full spirits of all Americans.
US of Ed is produced in the studios of 2SER in Sydney. Help support the work we do by going to 2SER.com/support. Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.